This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Amid a trade war with rival China, President Donald Trump moved Friday to ease tension with allies. We get the details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The president's lifting import taxes on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum, clearing the way for approval of a trade pact between the three nations. He slapped on the tariffs last year in the name of national security, and Canada had resisted approving the deal while they were in place.
They were hurting Canadian consumers, Canadian workers, and American workers and American consumers.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ontario, shortly before President Trump spoke here in Washington, where he did not address the tariffs, but pushed Congress to approve the deal.
A fantastic deal for our country.
The White House says he's now holding off on deciding whether to put tariffs on foreign vehicles, which would have a big impact on Europe and Japan. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin defied a congressional subpoena and refused to give the House Ways and Means Committee copies of President Trump's tax returns. We get more from Mike Gracia.
The Trump administration missed Friday's deadline set by the House Ways and Means Committee to produce 6 years of President Donald Trump's tax returns. In a letter, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he will not comply with the subpoena because the request lacks a legitimate legislative purpose. The rejection was expected. Chairman Richard Neal said the Ways and Means Committee will take the matter to court, possibly as early as next week. Democrats point to a 1924 law that directs the IRS to furnish tax return information when requested to the chairs of Congress's tax writing committees. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street Friday with all three major indices finishing in negative territory. The Dow was down 0.38%. The S&P fell 0.58%. The NASDAQ dropped 1.04%. This is VOA News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Friday two of his envoys went to Norway to begin exploration of dialogue with the opposition in order to build a peaceful agenda. Speaking at an event in Aragua State known as the March of the Military Loyalty, Maduro said Venezuela has to process its conflicts, not with weapons, not with a war. It has to process its conflicts and find solutions to problems through politics, dialogue, and diplomacy. The country's government and opposition sent envoys to Norway for talks aimed at resolving Venezuela's crisis. Earlier Friday, police removed four demonstrators from the Venezuelan embassy in Washington after a weeks-long protest by the group against U.S. policy toward the South American country. The arrests paved the way for the diplomatic compound to be handed to the U.S. envoy of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is recognized as Venezuela's president by the United States. The United Nations says that hospitals and health facilities are deliberately targeted for airstrikes in the rebel-held areas of northwest Syria. Mark Lowcock, the Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and the Emergency Relief Coordinator, told the Security Council Friday the death toll from the Syrian civil war continues to climb.
In total, the WHO and health actors have reported 20 attacks on these 18 facilities, almost one a day for the last 3 weeks. Some facilities have been hit twice. Other hospitals are closing for fear of being attacked.
Russia has denied that its fighter planes are targeting hospitals and civilian infrastructure. Syria's ambassador to the UN said that terrorist organizations had taken over schools and hospitals as military barracks and are using civilians as human shields. Bangladeshi authorities and the UN Refugee Agency registered more than 250,000 Rohingya refugees and presented them with identity documents. We get more from Lisa Schlein.
UNHCR spokesman Andrei Mahecic says the ID card includes a photo and key information, such as name, date of birth, and place of birth. It also indicates Myanmar as the country of origin.
That we do not know only how many people there are, that we have a detailed profile, which allows us, with the more accurate data, to deliver far better assistance to this massive refugee population.
Mahecic says the UNHCR and Bangladeshi authorities hope to complete the registration process for the entire refugee population by November. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And Australians have gone to the polls to pick their new government. The results should be available in just a few hours. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.